Again, hit upon the But I'll be honest with you. You probably read it in Screw Up Your Life magazine. I mean, People magazine anyway. I used to smoke marijuana. But I'll tell you something. I would only smoke it in the late evening. Oh, occasionally the early evening, but usually the late evening or the mid-evening. So I just had the early evening, mid-evening, and late evening. Occasionally early afternoon or the mid-afternoon or perhaps the late mid-afternoon. Oh, sometimes the early mid, late early morning. But never at dusk. Never at dusk. I would never do that.
I'm lord of all darkness, I'm queen of the Canvas Prog Hour. We'll be right back. love and understanding. 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 Love and understanding.
That's John McLaughlin and the Fourth Dimension from a 2014 album called The Boston Record. And that was Abaji with Gary Husband on drums. Before that, Queen from 1974 from Queen 2. We heard The March of the Black Queen. Before that, the John Irvin Band from The Machinery of the Heavens, a 2020 release. And we heard Blast from the Past. And before that, Cozy Powell from 1979 from Over the Top. And the track was Killer with Gary Moore on guitar, Jack Bruce on bass, Don Airy on keyboards. And then kicking off part four, the house band Canvas from Long Way to Mars, 2013. And we heard Valkyrie Days. And up next, Utopia from Adventures in Utopia, 1980. This is Last of the New Wave Riders.
This is Roger Powell, and you're listening to the Canvas Prog Hour.
let's move on to Recycled. Sao Paulo Sunrise, Costa del Sol, Marvelous Moses.
Recycled was another one where we only had one side of the album when we started. We got bits of stuff, but we basically wrote the Costa del Sol and everything in the studio in France. And I would say that Marvelous Moses has got one of the more intricate bass parts that I really like. It goes against the music. And
it stands out on the album, that bass track.
Yeah. I would say that was one of the better lines. We had a lot of fun with that album. Larry Fast came over and he did synthesizers. And back in them days, they were monophonic. So you got to play one note at a time. So when we did Costa del Sol, and there's the steel drums in there, he did them with a synthesizer. He said, the guy, it was funny, the engineer said, well, where are you going to get the steel drums? He said, you have a synthesizer? And the guy says, yeah, and he got him whatever it was. And Larry sat down and he twiddles a few knobs and he said, okay, I'm ready. He said, don't you want to hear it? No, that's the sound. He knew where it was. He knew from the waveform what it was going to sound like. If you'd have heard the noise that came out, it was so out of tune. Every layer he put in was out of tune. But when you put it together, it was a steel drum. He took all the tones and did
all the
overtones.
Wow.
And George Martin was stood at the back. We did it in Air Studios. He was stood at the back and he was absolutely mesmerized what was going on.
So speaking of Roy, he had a little cameo on Devil's Door. Tell us about that.
Oh, go.
Devil's Door, the version that we used, we did in Detroit. It was before we got into Detroit to the place we were playing a day early. And so we set up the gear and we jammed, we rehearsed, or got the sound, and that came out of that session. And I'd always liked Devil's Door. It wasn't finished, it didn't really have lyrics, so we decided to rewrite the lyrics, which we did, and we got it all ready. And as we were about to record it, I said, let's put on the tape, the original tape, and listen to it. And we listened to it, and the guitar was so crystal clear. It was like it was recorded in a recording studio. So I said, well, why don't we use that part? And we were looking for a place to bring it in where the band would take over. And then he was doing the yeah, 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 as we said, well, let's run it through that and then fade him out and fade us up. And that's what we did.
Yeah, it worked out great.
I think that was a great introduction, actually, to Rich for the fans, because what happened was that, it showed tribute to where you came from. And look, you have no choice but to move forward now because yeah. Roy's gone. And so, right. But at least that let the fans know that you still, you still had concern for their... the history of the band and the history of what the fans love of the band, and it basically kind of helped Rich be the guy after that. I think it just had that effect on the fans.
Well, thanks, and, Greg. And that's true. You felt the presence of Roy.
Yeah,
it was
definitely
the handoff.
We felt that presence in the studio.
Yeah.
So and that's great. And Rich, you basically you sound like Nectar. You don't sound like Roy, but you sound like Nectar.
Thank you.
And everybody, everybody thinks that.
just turn around while we have the chance. So turn around and go.
The InFocus album Nectar, The Other Side, that's Devil's Door. And before that, that was Nectar from Recycled back in 1975. Three tracks together, Marvelous Moses, Costa del Sol, and Sao Paulo Sunrise. I'd like to thank Derek Momore and Rich Chalanda for agreeing to do this interview. And thanks to Greg Lounsbury for doing the interview for us. And that's a wrap for this edition of the Canvas Prog Hour. The Canvas Prog Hour is brought to you by Canvas Productions, and we're on the internet at canvasproductions.net. See you next time.
Thank you for listening.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
We now return control of your television set to you. Until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to
the Canvas Prog Hour.
We now return to our recording already in progress.